Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What do you do when nothing works anymore? I'm not talking about you and the things around your house or whatever. I mean, you fix stuff, right? I'm talking about politically. What do you do when nothing works, when the playbook is no longer valid, when people go, see it coming? Can you imagine if you're on another team and everything the other team tries, you already know? You know the passing situations, the running situations. You know when they're going to try a reverse trick play. Doesn't matter. You got their number. Well, guess what, conservatives? We have the left's number. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That scenario is the dilemma that the Democrats are facing now, and they've been facing for a couple of years. And they got away with it in the first phase of it, when they stole the election. But now they got everything they wanted, just like they did with Obama. Think about it. They got baby black Jesus elected. They had the Congress, they had the Senate, and the presidency. And in that 2 years, they spent all that time trying to pass Obamacare. That's really it. And by the end of his term, this guy met with the UN and he was ignored. You want to talk about a guy who has zero clout? Look at Obama. Oh, they still refer to him. He comes up in the news cycle and we pay attention a little bit. But if in terms of who really gives a crap about Barack Obama, very few people. You know why we pay attention to him right now? I played a clip of him the other day because he had sanity. He's like, you know, oh, this wokeism, woke. And we're going, you know what? Look at him. Now he sounds like one of us. Other than that, nobody, we don't listen to him. The Democrats don't listen to him. Hey, you don't believe me? Who's campaigning with Obama? Who brought him in? Do you think Fetterman could use Obama? Why doesn't Fetterman bring Obama in? Oh, don't think you know the answer. It isn't because of Fetterman. It's because Obama doesn't want to campaign with Fetterman. You know why? Because Fetterman is the one who's looking at criminal justice reform, and he's the one standing out of his house talking about, it was a black dude did it, man. We got to arrest these black people. I don't know exactly the story, but Obama can't even campaign with Fetterman because it'll look bad for Obama. But even if he could, Fetterman wouldn't want him. Fetterman isn't the only race, you know, related issue going on in the country. Why isn't anybody asking Obama to campaign with him? Same reason they don't want Biden. Same reason Jill got booed. The Democrats have literally thrown the kitchen sink at Republicans for the midterms with issues like abortion and election denying and everything. And it's all fallen flat. Keep in mind, Democrats continually use the tried and true methods of political subterfuge, folks. Racism, sexism, homophobia, climate change. They keep adding. You want to know why? Because they can't figure it out. They keep, oh, maybe this will stick. And you know all they're doing? They're chasing away the people who really matter. The people who make this country work. Us. Those in the independent-minded people that go, you know what? They fool me sometimes because sometimes I really do get stupid. But maybe, I don't know. And then those people are going, they ain't fooling me. I know exactly where I need to do it. And they have no use for Democrats. Democrats declared Trump a racist against Mexicans when he said there are Mexicans pouring across the border who are bad banditos and even some terrorists. He's a homophobe. I'm not a homophobe. He's a xenophobe. He hates Mexicans. Never mentioned Chinese, but then Wu flu hit, right? Then Trump became a racist against Asians. They blamed crime against Asians as, quote, Asian hate. Do you remember this? Politicized it. normal crimes that were happening because where do Asians live? In the cities. You think that the crime people committing crimes go, oh, no, let's not bother the Asians. It may be more rare, but when the crimes occur, they don't exclude Asians. If you got a wallet and I want it, if you got a car and I want it, and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, somebody's going to take it. In a big city, they don't care what nationality you are. But no, it became crime against Asians. Fake narratives, folks. And I'm never, ever going to quit reminding you about those Democrats and these fake narratives. The same way these leftists spit their lies, we must spit the truth over and over. The Democrats' only weapons are deception. They have a public willing to accept any story. And I remind you of Victor Davis Hanson talking about this very topic. Here's what he had to say.
About that, as I did with the Juicy Smollett case. That was another example that sort of, I mean, that was the, it wasn't that kind of the ultimate trajectory of identity politics? Because what you were saying, what he was saying to America was, I'm going to create the most unlikely, impossible, illogical scenario in the world, and I'm going to make America believe it, because they're so deranged that I can get away with it. And so it wasn't just, I'm African-American, but I'm going to be African-American and gay. I'm not just going to be African-American gay. I'm going to be African-American and I'm going to hate Trump. I'm not going to be just African-American and hate Trump. I'm going to be young and hip on empire. I'm not just going to do all that, but I'm going to be walking at 2 a.m. And I'm not just going to be walking at 2 a.m. I'm going to see two white guys who happen to be prowling around liberal Chicago. Not just two white guys are doing it. They're going to have a MAGA hat on. They're not just going to have a MAGA hat on. Two white guys with a MAGA hat and liberal Chicago are going to say, we're going to prowl around because maybe Jesse Smollett, whom we immediately recognize and yell out as the enemy of Empire, because we always watch Empire, and, you know, Bob says to Fred, let's go out and look for Jesse Smollett type people tonight. And by the way, let's take some lynch rope with us. And then Jesse's, and if that's not enough, let's get bleach that freezes at 5 degrees, and we'll throw it and defy the laws of chemistry. It won't freeze in our case. And then not only will we do all that, we'll beat him up, and we're very big, but Juicy's very small, but he's a better fighter, and he's going to fight us off while he's got his sandwich in one hand and his cell phone in the other, recording the whole thing. That's what we were asked to believe, and the nation did. And so,
we'll be back to talk about the Woo Flu Roos.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm not sure anybody can top Victor Davis Hanson on his sarcasm, but was it really sarcasm? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. He's giving you the most unrealistic scenario that you could possibly imagine that Jussie Smollett did, and people were so ready, the left are so ready to accept it because that's how they've been trained. And even when the realization hits them, like, oh shoot, we got jacked around, did they change? I think some of them did. I think many of them went, you know what, this is what they've been doing to us for a long time. Enough is enough. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't know that I can provide a better example than Jussie Smollett and how leftism works. Because to me, that's the perfect example. That you just can't get any more of, yo, you think you can't believe, you think I can make something else you don't believe? Try this one. Hold my beer. Now, I'm going to put this in the context of WooFlu because that's the biggest scam we've had going. And I want to make sure that people understand that I'm not going to let it go, because I told people about it, and I told you I'm going to give you even more proof because many, many other things have come out. So in between some of the other stuff, I'm going to be, you know, as a reminder of what people were saying about Wu Flu, I'm going to also remind you of the new stuff that's come out since then. For example, are you aware that people dumped their stocks, that there were let me just read this. In a shocking new report from the Wall Street Journal, leading health officials began offloading stocks at truly unprecedented rates in January of 2020, well before the COVID-19 emergency was declared, with officials at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services selling 60% more stocks in January 2020 than average over the previous 12 months. One deputy to the NIAID director, Anthony Fauci, reported selling between $157,000 and $480,000 in stocks before the end of January. Weeks later, stock prices around the world went into free fall at the fastest rate since the Great Depression, as word got around that officials were planning a complete shutdown of the global economy. The ensuing lockdowns were unprecedented in the Western world prior to Xi Jinping's lockdown of Wuhan and weren't part of any democratic country's pandemic plan. They weren't given any official imprimatur as Western policy until February 24th of 2020, when WHO Assistant General Director General Bruce Aylward, famous for later disconnecting a live interview when asked to acknowledge Taiwan, reported back about Wuhan's lockdown from Beijing. What China has demonstrated is, you have to do this. If you don't, you can save lives and prevent thousands of cases of what is a very difficult disease. That's what he said. That leading officials were already privately planning to recreate China's lockdowns across the Western world by January 20th, however, and making stock trades based on those plans further confirms the all-too-prescient stock tip by someone who claimed to have friends and family in the medical industry and field, including at the CDC, and one close at WHO. On January 30th of 2020, which proved to be a near-perfect foretelling of subsequent events, here's what they wrote. There are very high-profile investors who have been silently pulling out ahead of time. The WHO is already talking about how problematic modeling the Chinese response in Western countries is going to be, and the first country they want to try it out in is Italy. If it begins a large outbreak in a major Italian city, they want to work through the Italian authorities and World Health Organizations to begin locking down Italian cities in a vain attempt to slow down the spread of at least until they can develop and distribute vaccines, which, by the way, where you need to start investing. I'll leave it to you to figure out, but people smarter than I am did something that we consider to be investigation 101. Follow the money. People selling this off. Fauci, what did we find out? How much money these people get as part of Fauci's crew to do stuff, to say what they want them to say, to toe the line? Do you think that these people seriously care about public policy and helping you? I told you for the longest it was a ruse. Here's CNN saying that Fox was spreading misinformation on Wu Flu.
Not sure. Don't share.
Yeah, and to that point, you said that disinformation coming from so-called bad actors is also to blame for this. And I want our viewers to have an idea of disinformation being spread on the right. Take a listen. There's nothing more anti-democratic, anti-freedom, than pushing an experimental drug on Americans against their will.
The idea that you would force people to take medicine they don't want or need, is there a precedent for that in our lifetime? I feel like a vaccination in a weird way is just generally kind of going against nature.
I wonder if that person has ever flown in an airplane or a car or taken an Advil. But besides that, President Biden did accuse social media platforms of killing people. Do you think conservative media like Fox News are doing the same? Are they killing people too with rhetoric like you just heard?
Well, then I think all of us, including the media, including individuals, health professionals, have a responsibility to share the truth about health as science dictates, as science informs us. And, you know, unless we do that, unless we are honest about the consequences of our communication with people, unless we are rigorous about ensuring that what we communicate is actually sourced from science and not from opinion on critical issues like the vaccine, then we are going to ultimately put people at risk. And that is my great worry, Dana. There are people all across our country, and I hear from folks all the time, who are struggling to make decisions about their health. After this very difficult year we've been through, people deserve to have access to accurate information. They deserve to hear that from their leaders. They deserve to hear that from the media. They deserve to see that on platforms online. And that they need that information to be able to make decisions to protect themselves and their families. That's the least we can do for them.
Welcome back, folks. That's the least we can do. And what did they do? They lied. Lied through their teeth. We have a responsibility to share the truth. The truth is, herd immunity is better than anything they could possibly give you as a shot. And what were people saying on Fox? You shouldn't be forced to take a shot for something you don't want. You shouldn't be forced to take a shot for something that hasn't been proven effective and ultimately was proven to be ineffective. Who's spreading misinformation? He says, we should be honest about our communications sourced from science. They sourced no science. They consulted no real experts. These were paid minions. That's it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are down sharply as mortgage rates surge. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 10% in September, which is more than double from what analysts had expected. The group's chief economist noted the impact of inflation on the housing market as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. Pending home sales fell across all regions of the country, with the Northeast experiencing the biggest monthly drop. More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Defense Department announces it's providing another $275 million in security aid to Ukraine as Russia's invasion of the country enters its ninth month. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the United States isn't the only country providing assistance to Ukrainians. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I wish I kept better notes on timelines and who said what when. We just didn't. But I do. I went into our archives and I grabbed a bunch of clips around the Wu Flu scam. Other people saying it. I want to begin with Dave Rubin talking about it. Then we'll go to Pitbull. Then we'll go to Bill Maher and others. And keep in mind, these are not, you know, your staunch conservative. I mean, maybe Dave. I think Dave Rubin is a reformed Democrat. Pitbull is a Cuban who came to America. Probably is a conservative just because he came from Cuba. I don't know much about him. He's in the music industry. I know that. And you know who Bill Maher is. He's a, I mean, I'll play his clip, but only because, again, they're getting sanity. But let me just start with Dave Rubin. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson program, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I just want to give you a taste of what others were saying about Wu Flu at the time. Then and now, maybe, I'm going to tell you right now, don't look for any type of structure to this thing because I don't have it. But I think you'll get it.
The narrative is actually moving in real time. We have seen it in the last 24 or 48 hours where suddenly, oh, masks, maybe they're not great. Maybe we should open up things. Maybe we've been really the one saying this the whole time. This is CNN's Liana Wen. She is one of their medical correspondents. She's the former president of Planned Parenthood. That's just an interesting tidbit of information there. And we've got a bit of a compilation of her on how the science has changed.
Do you agree with the move?
I do. There was a and is a time and place for pandemic restrictions, but when they were put in, it was always with the understanding that they would be removed as soon as we can. And in this case, circumstances have changed. Case counts are declining. Also, the science has changed. We know that vaccines protect very well against Omicron, which is the dominant variant. Everyone 5 and older have widespread access to vaccines. And we also know about one-way masking, the idea that even if other people around you are not wearing masks, if you wear a high-quality mask, that also protects you, the wearer, too. And so in this case, I'm not saying, I don't think anyone really is saying that no one should ever wear masks, but rather that the responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district or the school. Rather, it should shift to an individual responsibility by the family, who can still decide that their child can wear a mask if needed.
Man, that is just extraordinary. I'm not for gulags for my political opponents, but I don't know what you do with someone like her. I mean, that is profoundly evil. She has been pushing mandates. She has been pushing masks, the idea that everyone has to wear them. Now she's saying you can wear two, and they shouldn't have to do it. Also, the science has changed. No, the science hasn't changed. And this idea that suddenly, oh, now we know that the vaccines work on Omicron. 2 weeks ago, they were telling us it didn't work on Omicron, and that's why everybody was getting COVID over Christmas and New Year's and everything else. So now here's the compilation of her saying completely the opposite over the past 2 years.
One other thing that we're seeing now, and I think this is a response to the rise of Delta, is more willingness among governmental authorities and others to mandate the vaccine. We saw that yesterday the VA said it's going to require the vaccine for its employees. We saw the mayor of New York, the governor of California. Do you anticipate seeing more in this vein, more requirements?
Yes, and it cannot come soon enough. You can remain unvaccinated if you so choose, but if you want to be in public and potentially could be infecting others with a dangerous and sometimes fatal disease that's highly transmissible, then there's an obligation of society. I mean, I think you could have an opt-out the way that France, for example, or Italy and other countries are doing, saying that if you want to be in bars, restaurants, movie theaters, etc., either be vaccinated or have proof of a recent negative test. I hope that we move in that direction as a country here, because at the end of the day, I don't really understand why people have the choice to be infecting our vulnerable children or immunocompromised people or even others who have taken the responsible choice to get vaccinated.
Sure, and I just first want to clarify that I was opposed to the CDC back in May when they lifted the indoor mask requirement. I thought that the honor code was never going to work, that when vaccinated and unvaccinated people are mixing, unless there is proof of vaccination, everybody should still be wearing masks. And so I actually support what the CDC is now doing, which is going back to this indoor mask requirement, because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated, that they have been walking around without masks. And in fact, that's what led to the surge that we're seeing.
The vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How'd it turn out? They were talking about mandatory vaccine, vaccination passes so you could travel, go to the movie theater, etc. What happened? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I just wanted to take you back. You don't have to go back that far to where we were in a panic. People going, Kevin, I could lose my job. I'm never going to be able to travel again. Oh, my gosh, the world will stay closed. And I said, just wait it out. As long as you stand firm and say, I'm not getting a vaccination, I'm going wherever I want to go, I will continue to do what I do as a free citizen of the world, and I'm not paying attention to you, eventually they got to capitulate. Did I say this? Because I certainly remember saying it. I said, I would never do it. I'm not getting your poke to travel. If I don't get to travel again, so be it. I'll figure out a way. This is insanity. Listen to the number of ways these people flippity-flippity-flop. This woman, prior to her saying, you know what, it's a matter of personal choice, was ready to lock you down, saying, if you're going to be out there spreading disease, you should be locked away. But let's remember, in California, if you give somebody AIDS, you don't have to tell them. And think about that just a second. So they pass a law in California that says you don't have to tell anybody that you're infectious with AIDS. It's too much of a stigma. We understand you don't want to tell anybody that. Okay, so you don't. What happens to them? You want to know what happens? They get it, and now they're worth a lot of money to the pharmaceutical industry. Think about it. You got to be on some medication to keep it hidden. They got all. There are at least, look at commercials. There are at least three pills you can take. I can't remember the names of them. They all sound like black chicks. You know, ghetto black girls, Latufa and Latucretia and Benivua or whatever. But anyway, whatever they are, you take these pills and it diminishes your count so you don't appear to have HIV. Well, what if you were still giving it to people? And then the next person gets on these pills. I don't know what these pills cost. I know there was a time when people would make the comment, gay people, I can't afford to, if I get AIDS, I can't afford to live. I can't afford the medication, you know, didn't stop their behaviors. And look, I don't care. I wouldn't want anybody dying or feeling like life as you know it has to change. I mean, I think they should practice safe sex or whatever else. I'm not going to get all into that. But you shouldn't feel like you get a disease and it's a death penalty. I think we should have worked on understanding it. It's not like AIDS was limited only.
But I want to pivot back to what she said about if we don't incentivize people to get the vaccine, well, they're not going to get it. And so, as you guys know, it started out, it was, you ought to get it. Then it was, we needed 70%, then 80%. I remember Fauci, by the way, we could take all these clips and I could do an entire show on just the lies that they told. But anyway, it was 70% herd vaccine, then 80, then 90. Then at one point, Fauci said, the only way we stop this is at 100%, and we still can't stop it because even then, other countries aren't doing 100%. In other words, there was no way to stop it. So we ask yourself where we are now, and you find out, well, it's over. Even in the most locked down countries like California, the states where they did the worst, maybe have 20% of the people that are still going for this nonsense. So what happened? Why isn't Fauci eating his words and saying, you know what, we didn't get to 100%. We didn't even get to 70%. And oh, by the way, while we were trying to get to these percentages, people were dying. Lots of bad things were happening, and they didn't tell us. And forget about the heart stuff that we've been talking about. There's a new report out that says there were almost 20,000 eye disorders, including blindness, following the COVID vaccine. Not too many people are talking about that these days, are they? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jackson Radio Show con Kevino Jacksones.
Why isn't America talking about Tanzania? Tanzania has no lockdown in its country. Since December 15, 2020, there have been 509 confirmed cases, 21 deaths, and 183 recoveries. I'd be more distraught if the country didn't have over 56 million people. Tanzania is an East African country, and earlier this year, the president had a pawpaw fruit and a goat tested with international standard kits, and the test came back positive. He told the World Health Organization that the kits were faulty. The World Health Organization said that was impossible.
Somebody lying.
You have to wonder the intentions of the World Health Organization, because they seem more inclined and focused on reporting high amounts of cases and rushing vaccines rather than looking at any other alternative for our health.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a commercial cut by a guy from Tanzania or Tanzania, and he was giving the numbers. More people had recovered from Wu flu than had died. In a country of 56 million, what you heard the numbers, it was a minuscule amount of people who had died. And you know what I said early on about Wu flu? I said, you know, it's really interesting. The more developed your country, the more likely you have this outrageously crazy ratio of Wu flu deaths. Go look around the world. Look at Indonesia. Look at Nepal. Whatever. Nobody. Wu flu, it must be a disease that said, I only want the affluent to die. Because it wasn't killing poor people. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Those are the numbers. By the way, go look at the numbers for Taiwan. Now, Taiwan's not a poor country, but Taiwan decided, you know, we're not going to go for the ruse. And you know why they did it? Because of China. They don't trust China. So they said, just use your asthma medicines. You can look this up. You don't have to believe me. Taiwan's got multi-millions of people, and they had so few deaths. There are more people die on a New York subway than died of Wu flu in Taiwan. It was a ruse to begin with, and everybody knew it. And sadly, we find ourselves where, and by the way, I don't defend anything I say. I told everybody from the beginning, this is what's going on. And why am I telling you this now? Because we've had a couple of shows on this, or, you know, segments for sure. Because this is what applies to everything. This isn't just Wu flu. As you analyze fake news, and what's the latest? Is it some Biden poll? Is it some number they give you for inflation? Is it some number that they give you for the price of gasoline or some foreign policy issue or tax policy issue or housing numbers or unemployment numbers? Whatever it is, let me tell you what the government does. The government lies to you. Sadly, I wish they'd tell you the truth. They say, oh, Joe Biden's created lots of jobs. Okay, well, you know what he did first? He destroyed them. Why don't you just tell us, while Biden was doing his stupidity, his lunacy, he killed 6 million jobs, and he brought 4 million back. They won't tell you that. They won't tell you. Oh, the price of gasoline has dropped a dollar. Yeah, but it's still up a dollar. Why don't you tell us that? Joe Biden has tapped the strategic petroleum reserves, and now we're all better. No, you're not. He's put America in a weak position, and he's done it all with smoke and mirrors because there is no good news to report. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget the Democrats lied about the election. They lied about the number of votes Biden got. They lied about the number of votes Trump got. They lied about the reasons that, you know, Trump supposedly didn't get the number of votes needed to win. They lied about shutting down all these different things. They lied about January 6th, and I could go on. Do you understand it's all lies? You want to go to Hunter Biden? Let's go to Hunter Biden. What about Ashley? What happened to that story of Joe Biden taking a shower with his daughter, the sexually active Ashley, under the rug, Tara Reid? She creeped back into the news cycle for just a bit, then she went away. Hunter Biden should be under indictment, no question about it. Joe Biden should have been run out of office for a variety of reasons. And do we really need to talk about his cognitive test? His cognitive abilities? He's a laughingstock. I asked some friends of mine from Great Britain. I go, how's Biden perceived? I shouldn't say friends, acquaintances. I said, how's Biden perceived across the pond? And they went, oh my God, Kevin, we completely ridicule him. You know, in Australia, they have news segments dedicated to following Biden and ridiculing his performances, shaking hands with thin air, etc. I'm just to tell you, folks, this is how these people look at it. But I want to go back to this because we have so many clips. I could play these clips till I'm blue in the face. But I want to let you hear other people talking about this. I didn't have to have any information about this. None. I knew it intuitively. But here are a few clips.
And right now we're talking about, are we talking about a virus? A virus, that's what we're talking about, SARS, MERS, bird, swine, Ebola, now corona. Like, come on, folks, I mean, you gotta really, you gotta read the tea leaves, bro. You gotta, the devil's in the details. And with that said is, if you look at the recovery numbers on what we're talking about, I don't know what it is, but I guess the flu went on vacation on this year. Heart attacks went on vacation. Everything went on vacation this year when it came to, I'm talking about, you know, what we're going through right now. And let's just call a spade a spade. And the reason I can have this conversation is because my family comes from communism. They fled communism. They had everything taken away from them. Everybody got murdered. Everybody got killed. And that's the reason me, being a first-generation Cuban-American, or maybe us, being first-generation Cuban-Americans, I look at freedom and I appreciate that. I appreciate opportunity. I appreciate anything that you give me. All I need is a little slip, partner, and I got you. And that comes from the fact that when a Castro took over everything, and I'm looking at what's going on right now, the only person here that's hot, 38 hot, is Castro. He's going, y'all did it with a virus? Y'all took over the world with a virus? Y'all gotta be kidding me. He had missiles pointed to the United States of America during the Russian missile crisis, during the Bay of Pigs and what they went on through. So this is deep. The only thing is do you want to realize how deep it is?
In case you don't know who that was Pitbull, Cuban dude who came over, first generation Cuban, done very well for himself in this country, and he's sounding the alarm bell.
Dr. Anthony Fauci now says the full-blown pandemic days of COVID are nearly over. Dr. Leanna Nguyen, who once argued for universal vaccine mandates, is now saying that masks should be optional. The governors of New York and California are rolling back certain mandatory mask policies in their states and being hailed by fellow leftists as leading the way back to normal. Despite the fact that states like Florida have been back to normal for well over a year and have been doing just fine. And we're supposed to believe this is because Omicron cases are on the decline, and because it's now known to be mild and uncontrollably contagious. Even though we've always known that, and even though these are the same leftists who were using Omicron to enact even more tyrannical mandates not a month ago, now suddenly, everything's okay. This has about as much to do with COVID as it does the Constitution, so nothing. This is about November. The fact that a major election is now a mere 9 months away, and it's a tricky time game and an embarrassingly transparent one at that. How long can we hold on to all this power while still giving ourselves enough wiggle room to save our butts at the ballot box? Biden's predicted winter of death is now coming to a close, which means they have 9 months to try to bail out of this sinking ship, patch up the leaky hull, and give us time to forget. We won't.
That was the Media Research Center, a report, and again, exposing the real narrative of what they tried to do. And what did I say? I said, they're going to back away. They're going to pretend it didn't happen. How much are you hearing about COVID? Not much, are you? Fauci's not being touted. Where's all the fear and all the commercials you were bombarded with? When you ride down the freeway, do they tell you the number of cases and the number of vaccines anymore? Not in my state. As I said, they'll back away slowly. And then they'll start to shift blame. I'm surprised they haven't shifted blame. I guess it's because they got too much on their plate. Let me circle back to this, the people that are getting blinded. So I mentioned 19,916 eye disorders, including blindness following the COVID vaccine. I'll ask you this very simple question. Would you have done this in order to protect yourself from a common cold? Because that's what Omicron ended up being, the common cold. They don't want to tell you that. Oh, no, it's a new variation. Yeah, maybe it is. But you know what your body looks at? Your body went, okay, I got you. I got you. And while they were pushing this vaccine, creating myocarditis, Epstein-Barr, Guillain-Barré, and all other kinds of stuff, they did all this under the ruse of fighting a common cold or a flu virus. Shameful.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.